Previously on Haiku Road.
So when you said no, what did you really mean?
Hemeritis.
Welcome to Mass! Blood of Christ, blood of Christ.
Yeah, I never took it right on.
Could you cut off one of his thighs and make a sandwich?
No, he fits in your mouth. Say it again, you messed up Crisco.
In my nightmares, I'm playing Naked Crisco Twister with Carl Lowe. In my nightmares, Crisco actually involves Chris.
Roadcast.
Hello.
It's been we've been away.
Jerry Falwell, rest in hell, or
we are
rotten
hell.
We're burning hell.
We are not politically correct about dancing about on the man's grave.
It is eminently wrong to say, but my shoulders have been much lighter recently.
I don't believe in hell, but I hope there is one for his sake.
Oh, there is. You know, I think though that really, I think Congress should investigate, because I think that this time the gays have taken it too far.
The gays?
Well, he began to expose their role in arranging September
11th. Oh, and all those, yeah.
The gays and the liberals, yeah.
September 11th and just generally destroying America.
And so they had to silence him. I think it's clear.
You understand, you've discovered our cunning plan.
Damn it.
You must be silenced now.
Damn it.
Gives a whole new meaning to an enforced gag order.
Richard scores another singer.
Now that we've started out on that high note, we should revisit some of the exciting things we've been doing since the last time we came to you.
First, we'll begin in your left ear.
The McDowell Mountain Music Festival, which I believe was right after
the
our last.
MMMF.
It
was a good time.
That was a good time. That was fun. That was
well-timed oomphing by by the person to my left and the person to my right.
Mexican manatee motherfuckers.
Yeah, whatever.
Moral majority.
It was shocking to me. Absolutely shocking. The kinds of odors that were floating around that festival.
I distinctly smelled some kind of herbal cigarette, I believe.
I did too.
I just remember poo.
Poo?
Well, I don't remember much.
I don't remember poo.
Halfway through the
you don't
set,
remember
I blacked
shit.
Out.
There was.
So anyway, we played the show.
I thought it was funny. Shut up.
And, yes, we played the
we
show.
We had a good time. You know, I don't know what else to say.
It was good fun. We hung around a little bit. We walked around and.
You know, I never got back to those creamy guys.
Wow.
Yeah, the creamy radio guys who sort of. Were in charge of the acoustic stage and defended us from the wrath of grumpy booth people when we were continued to play after Rat Dog had already started.
Yeah, we warmed up for some we warmed the crowd up for some young up and comers. Rat Dog.
Yeah,
I think they've got good things headed out for them. They just need to keep it up a little more. Maybe be a little more concise, a little less free form. I think personally,
I'm just saying. Sure, tighten it in down to that sort of that Beatles 3-minute pop hook kind
of
thing.
Yeah, I sent them an email kind of outlining ways that they could, you know, live up to our pinnacle.
It's about time you started pulling your weight.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we had people doing yuppie dances to our Belinda Carlisle cover. So, you know, we had the crowd going.
We did. We knew how to please the crowd.
If you're one of those people, we actually really appreciated
it. Yeah.
Actually, we did. It's not often that people dance to our music.
I think I'm gonna cry.
And when they do dance to our music, it always seems to be the slow and depressing songs. I've never really understood how that came to be, and it seems kind of disturbing. But
people love to cry
while moving.
Now we will continue in your right ear
into the bean
and back out again. A Hobbit's Tale.
Yes, this lovely little cafe, and we do mean little.
Lovely.
It's in a strip mall across the street from Mesa Community College.
Different
is
strip mall.
Actually, it is It is wonderful, actually. I found it absolutely delightful, though it is very small.
Their commitment and dedication to having people perform in their small space is very positive, because they have this kind of like swing out stage. Like it looks like it's part of the restaurant, and all of a sudden
it swings out.
There's curtains, and it's like a honest to goodness stage and lights, and it's waiting for people to perform there. It's just it is small, but that's we won't hold that against them.
I think the important thing here
the walls are being held against them because it's so small.
The important thing here is that they have good coffee.
They have very good coffee.
And I don't say that a lot.
And they like musicians. And because there's so many coffee houses particularly that you'll play. And, well, there's really pubs too. But there's so many places you'll play. And really, they could care less.
You're here.
You know, as long as they have music and you're there and you're keeping people there purchasing whatever it is they're trying to sell them, you could be as exciting as hammered dog shit, and it wouldn't make any difference to them.
Well, that sounds kind of exciting, actually, to me. But, I mean, you could just be literally blowing bubbles out your butt.
Sounds exciting to me. So many places, it's more like television, where all you're doing is delivering a product, and that product is drinkers.
Yes. And you're providing background noise for the money-making activity.
But they have a dedication to art, as seen by what's on their walls. They treat it almost as if it were a gallery. Interesting stuff. The two times I've been in there, and of course we will be there again on June 23rd.
Yes,
the day before my birthday. Come out and celebrate my birthday with me.
Yes, and we might actually go and drink somewhere afterward.
We'll see.
But yeah, so if you've never been to the Into the Bean and you don't know anything about it, Google it. I don't know what their website is, but
IntoTheBean.com.
Is it IntoTheBean.com?
IntoTheBean.com.
Splendid. Visit their website.
I almost feel like they named their little coffee shop after a name that they were able to find, a domain name they were able to find.
That could be.
They said, "Ooh, Into the Bean is available, so we'll call our place Into the Bean so that we can be IntoTheBean.com." Yes, but I could be completely wrong on that, but
yeah, well, but no, they, but they do have they originally filed their business license under fatchicks.com as their coffee house. But it turned out that was taken, so
damn.
Well, but you could they have a much better website than most cafes, which is weird because they're so small, but clearly that's important to them.
Now we will continue on the suboral Dolby 9.1 channel.
What, you mean you didn't hear that?
And now we're back to the center.
Oh, yes.
We actually revealed the secret origins of the universe, and you didn't hear it.
You could try playing it back.
Doesn't that just suck?
Nothing would happen.
So after Into the Bean, we had this great spot scheduled at a little thing known as Bands on Grand.
You might have heard us mention before.
The second
annual. You probably knew that we were participating.
I was very excited about this show.
Yes,
I'm a downtown Phoenix booster, and I was really looking forward to it.
And then he went to Oregon.
Up. Yeah,
forgot about it and went on vacation for a while.
Yeah, I went on vacation. I bought the tickets. Totally spaced the show. So Eric calls me. The show was on Saturday night. Eric calls me on Thursday saying, "So the show, Chris and I worked out the set list. When are you coming back?" And I said, Saturday." And he said, "Oh, okay, well, what time?" And I said, midnight?
Yeah, which was about 2 hours after we were finished.
Done, yes.
Right. So, I actually ran into the proprietors of the Trunk Space, another of our favorite places to play, and they told me that Chris and Eric showed up looking rather lost around sometime in the evening, and when asked how they were, they said something to the along the lines of, "Richard's not here, and we don't know where to go." Probably dramatized, but
I believe that was very dramatized. Because I don't remember seeing either of them.
Yeah, since we were nowhere near Drunk Space and we didn't see them and we weren't broken up at all. In fact,
maybe it was another night.
In fact, Eric and I had a ball.
Yeah, we much enjoyed it because just something different. Yeah, and
to shake things up. Sure.
Though we were both irritated in our own ways at Richard's absence, at least when we first found out he was going to be absent from the performance. But then after thinking about it for 5 minutes, or in Chris's case, I think it was more like 24 hours.
Yeah, give or take.
You get over it and realize, well, this is an opportunity. Could be interesting. Could come of this.
Yeah, we had to leave some songs out just because they sound better with three voices than with two. But all in all, I thought it went pretty well and it was good fun.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, I was off in Oregon getting engaged.
Yay! Congratulations to Richard.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Richard's getting married.
Thank you very much. Yeah. To the lovely Betsy.
Who may or may not be listening, and probably isn't.
And she's really pretty and nice and smart.
And she rocks.
And cool and pretty.
And she likes video games and smart. And she likes video games and sci-fi.
Yeah, and books. So I was hooked.
Well, we can understand Richard liking her. It's her liking Richard that we're still puzzled.
We're still trying to figure that out. I think that's one of those things that if we figure that out, we will...
We will have unlocked the mystery of the universe.
Yeah, we will really have unlocked the mysteries of the universe.
It's the drugs. I'm drugging her.
Oh.
Betsy, if you're listening, it's just a joke, honey. Drink the water.
Yeah, that funny... No, it's the filter's going bad.
Yeah.
it's just the water.
That blue color? Nothing.
Here, let's mix in some grape Kool-Aid. That'll make it all better.
Jim Jones? Never heard of him.
Yeah, we're getting married. I'm happy
married?
About it. And people that
they're
know
getting
me,
married.
People that know me would probably be surprised because I have been for a long time an itinerant bachelor and very proud of it. But
a serial monogamist.
Serial monogamist. Betsy, I was a virgin before I met you. Anyway, and so yeah, it's a sea change.
You weren't joking?
No, not at all.
It's a sea change.
A sea change, yes.
Isn't that a back elbow?
It is.
Mm. Oh, for a second I thought you said seat change, and I thought...
Seats change. You could set your moon by it.
Yes, you could. You could set your moon on it.
To my understanding, however, this is not a run down to the Justice of the Peace next week thing. We've got like a year.
Got about a year before the whole shindiggity goes down. So y'all can come.
Every one of you.
Both of you. You too, Betsy.
There's more than two people who listen to this.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's three and a half.
Hey.
At least.
Wow.
How do you count a half a person listening? They only listen to half of the show, I guess.
There's the three of us.
So we've been continuing to do the Song a Week podcast.
And if you haven't been listening, you should be. I know I say that every time, but I mean it every time.
Well, yeah, feel free to critique. Feel free to participate. Feel free to...
Anybody can do a song. If you don't think that your song will be good enough, go back and listen to
last week's song.
Not last week's song. No, what's it called?
2 weeks ago song.
2 weeks ago, it was called. Well, 3 weeks ago.
I'm Not Freaking Out.
Wow. I'm Not Freaking Out by Richard Moore. If you don't think you can do the song a week, listen to Not Freaking Out, and you will know that you can't do worse. But if you can, we'd love to hear it.
I think the description is actually more interesting to read than listening
to the song itself.
I spent a little time on the description without just, you know, tearing it apart.
Yeah,
I could have cut a minute out of it, basically.
I find that with many of your songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that one was short for one to say I could have cut a minute out of.
I think Eric worked pretty hard on trying to come up with a description that was at least neutral.
Well, the song that I'm working on now, I actually went through and recorded the first verse and then went back and recorded the second verse's lyrics over it and just threw away the first verse's lyrics. So I'm learning. I'm learning.
That's probably, since we, how many songs have we got? Well, the first verse is kind of weak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but after that, it's pretty strong.
Well, it's interesting that we've been continuing on, and I know myself, I've been getting more, and pretty clearly from listening to it, I'm doing a lot of the same kinds of things that I started doing it for, because with the Saw, I wanted to explore certain types of sounds and a certain way of writing and recording music. And I've been getting better at that, but also expanding on it. And it's gone in ways that I didn't really necessarily know were going to happen. So it's definitely a progressive experiment.
Well, and for myself, I've relearned what I've always kind of known is that I work better with deadlines. So knowing that I have to write and at least in some way perform and record the song within the span of a week, then it forces me to actually finish writing a song. And that's always my hang up is, you know, I get irritated with details and then I don't actually ever finish writing a song. So this little experiment has been really good for me to say, you know what, if I'm going to continue to write music, then I just have to give myself a deadline of write a song within a week, or in most cases, I write the actual song within one day.
See, what's strange is that I ended up approaching the whole thing from a piecemeal cut and paste standpoint. I think there was one song, maybe two, that I actually sat down and wrote the song on guitar and sang it. And the rest of them have been, you know, an idea and I'll put down a beat and then play a riff or, you know, a chord progression until it sounds right. And then copy that one little bit and paste it four times, you know, and add different things to it. And it's all been mosaic songwriting.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, have learned absolutely nothing.
Well, that's obvious.
Now, actually, I'm a lot of the same as you, that the whole assembling songs sort of by pieces, that's something that I've never really done before, and it's something that I've been doing a lot of with the songs a week. There's only two, maybe three, no, two of the songs that I had more than, say, a verse written before sitting down with it. And one of the songs was because it was our first foreign language song a week. You'd think, you know, I have a relative fluency in Russian, passing familiarity with German. If somebody puts Spanish words in front of me, I can at least pronounce them correctly. So what do? I write a song in Scottish Gaelic.
Of course.
Sigh.
Yeah, but that one I had to write ahead of time. I've been doing a lot. I knew that going into the song a week, I wanted to experiment with the electronic stuff. Now I'm kind of feeling like, okay, I've done the electronic stuff. Now I want to go back to writing regular songs, or maybe sort of doing both. We'll see.
See, personally, I want to get a keyboard and play more with the electronics, and then without the monetary outlay, of course. And then also, I want to go back and write some. I want to see how writing and recording the songs in this way might have changed subconsciously the way that I write a, you know, we'll call it traditional song. Traditional meaning just sitting down with
a regular Richard song.
Regular Richard song.
Regular Richard. As opposed to your regular Richard.
Yes, well.
Yeah, there's really only been there's really only one of my songs that was purely a regular Chris song, and I was sick that week, so I had no other choice.
Walking with Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I like the song itself.
Well, it's a good song.
But it's a regular Chris song.
It's very Chris,
yeah. It's a regular Chris song with a slightly different kind of chorus than I usually write.
It feels like Chris. Not that I know what Chris feels like.
Right.
Now that we should have had in the previously on Hiker Road.
So anyway, moving on from Saw, we could talk about, the song that we're going to feature in this roadcast from the album.
Yes, because we're continuing to do that.
Which coming up on, a year since we've completed the album, which is kind of amazing to think. And, by August, we'll have come up on a year since we've released the album and it's still very new. Still very fresh, especially if you've never heard it.
It's
still very inexpensive at $12 plus shipping and handling if you order one online. $10 if you come to the show.
$9.99 on iTunes. I think it's probably $9.99 on MySpace, too. Because you can buy it on our MySpace page.
Plenty of options.
Buy individual songs. If you like, for instance, this song that we're featuring tonight, you can buy just this song.
Yes, plenty of options, too. Get this music in your grubby little mitts.
It's also available
or clean if you happen to keep your hands clean.
It's also available on Amazon, eBay, and CD Baby. So there is no shortage of ways in which,
please God, with which you could.
Yes, please buy our CD.
Yes, yeah, so I still have like 600 of them in my closet at home. So.
So what are we doing? We're doing Walk Away.
Walk Away.
Walk Away.
This is a Richard song.
This is, I think it's the oldest of my. It's the oldest of my songs on the album, and you know, it was basically written about a group of people who hung out at a coffee house, and that's about it. A lot of us came to bad ends, and a lot of us came to good ends, and some of us haven't ended at all. And so you see, what happened was one of the things I really liked about this song was there's a part in it where I chirp. I can't think of it now, but I won't walk away. Anyway, you hear it in the song, and
kind of a Buddy Holly-ish kind of flavor to it.
I really always liked it, and
I like the fact that I it's another bass line that I get to play around with.
Yeah, actually, I like your bass line. Very melodic.
That's a fun song.
I've always been a sucker for melodic bass lines.
And so, you know what's also interesting about it is some people have told me that it's their favorite song that we play, mm-hmm. not just their favorite song in the
and
album.
And it's a very simple song, really? Too. In fact, it has one chord progression that does not change throughout the entire song.
I kind of enjoy my sort of faux reggae guitar thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just lots of little flavors in
there. It was a time, too, when I first started experimenting with like percussive guitar.
It's a simple song. It's very fun to play.
Mm-hmm. And here it is. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Stars are shining and you sip your coffee and talk. Talk away the night, talk away the day, talk away the things you didn't want to say. Oh, 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 walk away. 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 But some things grow brighter, bigger, and bolder than me. Pouring out my eyes as life's pouring in, cleaning out the things that I'm keeping in, telling out the words I am feeling, coloring the things that I see to see. The memory is more than a shadow. To see that the memory is more than a shadow. Sometimes you're beside me, and inside it's more than a shadow. It's more than a shadow. Oh, 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 walk away. 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 Played a bigger part of me when you were gone. A part of me went with you too, but some of you stayed here with me. And it took me longer to feel something than it took to feel nothing. And it took for me to fall for you. Sometimes I wonder whether I will be the same, or if I want to be the boy that you fell for long ago. It wasn't that important anyway. To me and us, and we and them, them and us, to make a memory, to keep it alive. We are living inside each day, but all things change. It's more than a shadow. Oh, 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 walk away. 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 Family.
fantastic stars are shining down. You just sit, you come and talk, talk away the night, talk away the night, talk away the things you didn't want to say.
Wow, that went by quick.
Yeah, it did.
It's almost like...
it gets shorter every time
it
I
does,
listen to
yeah.
it.
So,
so any memories from recording the song? It's been so God, long.
So
I know.
Long ago.
It's been so long I don't even remember recording the song. I mean, I assume we did because we have you know, physical evidence.
I'm even drunker now than I was when I recorded it then.
Oh, but I was so much drunker then. I'm...
Soberer than
that. No, soberer. Soberer.
I anyway. Was so much soberer than I'm drunker than that now. Yeah,
so
okay, yeah.
I,
so that's
I
the
think
song.
That's it.
Yeah, we don't oh, we do have one thing to mention. We'll be playing our first gig outside of the Phoenix area in July. Arizona Highland Celtic Festival, which happens in Flagstaff in every July. They have a Kaylee at Charlie's Pub and Grill, which is in the ground floor of the Weatherford.
Now explain what a Kaylee is for those who don't know.
A Kaylee is a Scottish or Irish party. It usually involves lots of drinking and music, both of which those are the two essential ingredients: drinking and music. And usually dancing, but, in this case, yeah, actually they have dancers too. They'll bring in like the apple cheeked, youngsters to come in and dance to a few tunes. But it's being hosted by the Knockabouts, who are a local Celtic band up in Flagstaff. And there's going to be, I think, like five or six bands that evening. It should be a rollicking good time. And it's, July 22nd, I think, so the 21st or 22nd, it's that whatever night there is, a Saturday night. It'll be a downtown Flagstaff. July is a great time to get out of Phoenix and go to Flagstaff. And the festival and the Kaylee are both really fun. So
yes, we'll be enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, more info to come.
You can enjoy ourselves too.
Still firming it up, but I'm excited to be playing outside of Phoenix personally. I'd like to find some other places to play. Up in the north that weekend too, because we're not going to make as much money off of that show as it's going to cost for all of us to go. So, so yeah, that's and Into the Bean on June 23rd are our two upcoming shows. That right now, that's all that's on the calendar. How exciting!
So come on out, either one
or both, please. Yes.
Thanks for listening. Send us your emails, and we will mock you mercilessly.
And listen to Saw.
Listen to Saw. Participate in Saw. Buy our CD. Next time on Haiku Road.
Arr, what makes you think I'm a pirate?
For my sake, it's not bread yet.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not poisonous. I'm a fun guy.
Chewie can get yak off the job.
I love this country!
Okay, bye. I didn't realize that was a prayer flag.
Has he ever had a psychiatric evaluation?